His air mask seemed to be suffocating him. He recalled it had been askew when he woke. Of course. The drone had dropped no gas yet. He'd be dead. Well, he wasn't dead. Pretty well on the way to it with this head, but he wasn't dead. Therefore, the drone had not yet dropped gas. Part of his trouble was that his air bottle was out of air. He got new bottles and put them in place. It made him feel a little less lethargic. He got a grip on himself. He was just dawdling around. What had he been at when he had been hit with whatever it was? Maybe he didn't have very much time. His industry faded when he recognized he didn't have the wrench anymore. He made himself think to come out of his pain. He climbed down and checked the nuts on the inspection plate. They were loose, but it would take an age to unscrew each one. The threads were too many. He got into the plane and rummaged about. He found a bag of explosives and emptied it. He had 6 limpet mines, a long coil of blasting cord, some boxes of blasting caps. He looked for time fuses. None. He looked at the limpet mines. No time fuses, only contact buttons that would explode them when heavily jarred. No electrical cord. It was an awful effort to think, to concentrate on just one thing. What could he do with this mess? Straight contact. Suicide stuff. He found his own belt pouch. Some flints, pieces of glass. Ah, a roll of long buckskin thongs. At least he could get the nuts off. Encouraged, he somehow got down to the inspection plate again. He did a binding wind for the first turn and then wound the thong around and around the nut. He tied a hand loop onto the remaining end. He braced himself and gave a heavy yank. The nut spun off, leaped up, and vanished into the dark hold. Even though the yank had almost torn his head apart, he repeated the action with the other 3 nuts. Gone. He struggled to lift the heavy plate. He had intended to just lay it aside, but it slipped from his gloved fingers and fell into the darkness of the drone's belly. Let it go. Now he was staring into the black interior of the housing. There were some small electrical sparks arcing in there. He knew very well you were not supposed to get into a motor when it was running, and certainly not put a hand to one. It was said it gave a paw a funny feeling like it wasn't there, and then was, and then wasn't there. One could lose a paw, Kerr had said. He painfully lifted himself to the ship again, and found a spare torch, and went back and shone the light inside the housing.